happened? What happened?
We were on assignment. We were supposed to kill two birds with one stone. Destroy a piece of corporate art and trash a franchise coffee bar. It went smooth until...
Please! Please!
What?
They shot Bob. They shot him in the head. Okay, quick. We gotta get rid of the evidence. We gotta get rid of this body!
Bury him.
What?
Take him to the garden and bury him.
What are you talking about? This isn't a fucking piece of evidence. This is a person. He's a friend of mine, and you're not gonna bury him in the fucking garden.
He was killed serving Project Mayhem, sir.
This is Bob.
But, sir, in Project Mayhem, we have no names.
No, you listen to me. This is a man, and he has a name, and it's
Bob Murphy.
Okay? He's a man, and he's dead now because of us, all right? Do you understand that?
I understand. In death, a member of Project Mayhem has a name. His name is
Bob Murphy.
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 Come on, guys.
His
please.
Name
Stop it.
Is
Bob Murphy.
His name is
Bob Murphy.
His name is
Bob Murphy.
His name
is Bob Murphy.
His name is
Bob Murphy.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I'm playing games.
Cactus.
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 What am I supposed to be doing here?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, RBCP. This is the show where I make completely normal, average, everyday phone calls to people, and for some reason they get pissed off at me. I don't know why. Apparently I suck at phone calls or something. But it seems without fail, I seem to get yelled at least once per show. And it sucks, but I do it for you guys, because I just want to entertain you guys. So today is July 21st, 2016, and today's show is sponsored by Stalin Without the Charm, who, by the way, had a birthday last week that I completely forgot. Sorry about that, Stalin without the charm. Stupid, stupid me. But to be honest, I'm not actually sorry, Stalin, because I don't like you. Never have, never will. Just do not like you. Nothing personal, I just don't like you. But thanks for sponsoring the show today anyway. Hey, you know what I've kind of forgotten about the past few shows? I've forgotten about the poll that I set up on the Facebook group, which you guys have been great at adding things to the poll and giving me ideas. But the poll question says, what wacky challenge should RBCP get Roycipients to do? And there seem to be approximately 60 options, and I'm not going to read every single one of them. I'm just going to go through and read some of my favorites, and definitely the top 10, I guess. So some of these you may have heard before, and these are things, these aren't actual prank concepts exactly, these are just things that I should get people to do during a prank of some other sort, maybe, or maybe these are actual prank ideas, I don't know, I haven't even read through these really, except for this first one. This first one says, deliver STD results to family and or coworkers. 79 votes on that one. That's number one. Number two says, wake up a sleeping person by having their spouse go into their room and scream. You know, like at the top of their lungs. Just scream and wake them up. Or I could get them to wake up their kids like that, or, you know, whatever. Number three, I do not understand at all. It says, switch to Comcast at 3 a.m. And I guess that just means I need to call them in the middle of the night and get them to switch to Comcast. But how's that going to work? Everyone already uses Comcast. I mean, if it's in your area, that's what you're using, probably. It's not like there's competition. I guess I could upsell them on packages, though. Be like, hey, do you need a couple more phone lines? Maybe a cable modem for every room of your house? Ask to talk to their children, and if they ask why, tell them because I met them on Tinder. Great idea there. Have them go into a crowded public area and scream Allahu Akbar. Next one down is convince former hotel guests that there was a dead body in their room when they were staying there. That one's from Ben B. We've got lick a stick of butter or take a bite out of a stick of butter, which was the original idea submitted by Dr. Astronaut. It's his fault that I'm reading this entire list. Ring up and say nothing but Bob Murphy. Scam Walmart into giving someone a free cactus for answering the weekly customer survey. Flip all the switches but at someone else's establishment. I've actually always kind of wanted to try that, you know, get a customer on the phone at a 7-Eleven and trick them into going in the back and shutting off all the power. That could be interesting. Get someone to accept the charges for a collect call from the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility. You know, this thing?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1.
Call churches that have a bell that rings every hour, say it's a noise violation, and tell them they need to shut the fuck up. Get them to burn down their house. Break out a big window in order to vent a deadly gas leak. Convince the prank star to leave a car ding note on Roy's behalf on their neighbor's car. That has 5 votes. Call Photolab customers and tell them I accidentally reported them to the FBI for photos of bestiality by mistake. Oops. Tell homeowners as a new policy they must sign a petition to register as a sex offender friendly community. I'm sure that would go over well. Here's one they want Jihad to video record me shutting off all the switches inside of a 7-Eleven because they want to see the 7-Eleven go dark on camera. Guess what that's going to look like? It's going to be dark. You're not going to be able to see anything. We actually tried that once at a Subway and it didn't go well. Let's see, what else? There's so many bullshit answers in this, like commit sodomy on a cactus, make poop sounds with their mouth, check their attic for ticks or a coffin, cause an in-store stampede in which at least one child is gravely injured for a rare Pokemon, make them say Beetlejuice 3 times, make an old person put their toaster in their dryer. What else? Convert them to Scientologists. And here's one, say rubber baby buggy bumpers at increasing speeds until they hang up and or scream. That one's from Jim. Thanks, Jim. I don't know, though. I'm going to copy the entire list into my notebook, and occasionally I will just try and do one of these things, make one of them happen. Or maybe I'll do an entire show of challenges. I don't know. We'll figure it out eventually. Anyway, it's been a fun list. I've enjoyed reading all the weird stuff you guys have put on the list. Thank you, everyone who has made suggestions in the list. And eventually, I will start working on those. I'll start doing those inside of prank calls, probably. Either that or I'll just completely forget about it and never speak of the list again. You never know with me, right? On the last show I did, or maybe it was 2 shows ago, I don't know. I got a suggestion in the chat room from a guy named McScat, and he says that I should call people and tell them I don't like them. And that's it, you know, just tell them I don't like them. And I did that once, and I really liked the guy's reaction. I forget which calls we were doing at the time, I think it was just a homeowners association. It's pretty sad that I can't remember the last show I did from several days ago. But anyway, I think I'm going to do some more of those, so that's what I'm going to do in this segment. I'm going to call up some people in a neighborhood and let them know that I do not like them. And I think to do that, I'm going to take this list that Sean gave me months ago of 8,000 Colorado residents in a very nice neighborhood, or a very nice city, I guess, at least. I mean, it's Boulder, Colorado. I don't know much about Boulder, but I know it's expensive to live there, apparently. So let's do it. Let's call a few of these people and let them know that I don't like them. And let's see, I'm going to set my caller ID. I'm going to give them the number to the city of Boulder. So if I'm calling them on their home phone, it should actually say city of Boulder on their caller ID displays.
Hello?
Hello, Peter?
Yes?
Hey, Peter, this is David from the city of Boulder. I'm over here in the city planning office.
Okay, what's this about?
Oh, well, is this Peter?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just calling to let you know I don't like you.
What?
I'm just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Why would someone from the city call and tell me this?
Just no reason. I mean, you know, it's nothing personal. I just don't like you.
You know, I don't get this.
Never have, never will. Just don't like you. That's all there is to it.
Who are you?
My name is Dave. I'm from the city planning office here at the city of Boulder.
So what brought this up?
Nothing really. I don't know. I was just going through the computer here and paperwork and saw you in here, and I just thought I'd give you a call, let you know I don't like you.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm completely fine. Everything's fine. I mean, don't take this personally. I don't like you.
Why wouldn't I take it personal?
I don't know. It's not a big deal. I mean, what do you care?
So, well, I'm quite puzzled by this whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
So, what's your whole name?
I would try to show a little compassion, but I don't like you.
Why?
Well, don't worry about why.
What did I ever do to you? I don't even know you.
You didn't do anything. I just don't like you.
You sure this is...
Dave from the city of Boulder. Planning
division.
What's
your last name?
Gerbel.
Dave Gerbel.
Yep.
Have you ever met me?
No, I don't believe so.
This doesn't make sense then.
Well, I don't have to meet you to know that I don't like you.
How many people do you not like?
It's pretty much just you. But look, I don't have time to sit here and talk on the phone to someone I don't like. I need to get going. I have work to do. Okay?
Why did you bother? Why did you waste my time?
I didn't feel that this was a waste of time. I'm just calling to let you know I don't like you.
Dave Gerbel.
Yep. All right, well, I got to get going. I got things to do.
May call other people and tell them weird things like this?
No, of course not. I have shit to do here. I got to approve permits and stuff. See, this
so
is
why
exactly
don't you like me?
This is exactly the reason I don't like you. You're saying smart ass shit like that all the time.
But we've never met.
Yeah, look, I got to go. I've got to get back to work. I only have so much time to talk to someone on the phone I don't like.
Well, no, you called me.
I know, and now I'm going to hang up. I'm going to let you go. The phone call is finished.
I got your phone number. I'm going to do some research, figure out what this is all about.
What kind of research are you going to do?
I'm going to find out who you work for and call them.
I already told you who I work for. City of Boulder.
I know. I'll find out who you work for and talk to them and say this is what your employees are doing.
Well, I don't give a shit.
I guess not.
But my manager, his name is Ted. I don't think he likes you either.
Dave Gerbel works for the city planning in Boulder. Okay.
Yep. All right. Well, have
a
nice
day.
What? What? Did he just tell me to have a bad day? What the hell? Now I really don't like him. But that was a pretty good call for the very first call I was able to get through. I called 10 people that didn't answer, so this is taking forever, but that was the first person that actually answered, and he doesn't like that I don't like him. He's taking it personally.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hi. Is this Ernesto?
I think so.
You think so? You're not sure?
Well, Ernesto is not my name.
Oh, did I pronounce it wrong?
Yeah, it's Ernest.
Okay. It says Ernesto on here. This is exactly why I don't like you. You're always just correcting me and trying to tell me I'm wrong. This says right
here...
Well,
you're not... Wait, let me help you here.
Okay.
The letter O is my middle name.
Oh!
It's the first letter of my middle name, which is Otto. So it's not uncommon for you know, in script and so on and so forth. For
I see.
To not end with the E-R-N-E-S-T.
I get
then,
it.
And then stick the O on. So you're not wrong. It's just...
Okay. All right.
It's all part of the dance.
I get it. Well, I'm calling from the city of Boulder. I'm in the... I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, great. Wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty cushy job I've got here. I work in the zoning department for the city of Boulder.
Okay,
yeah. I was just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Well, thank you. It's very, very good to be not liked. That gives me something to do.
Yeah. It gives you... You have a goal now. Make yourself more likable.
Yeah, exactly. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Well, are you open to share any details, or so I know what to work on?
No, just in general. I just don't like you.
Well, do you know me, or...
No, I'm just... What? I was just looking through my file cabinet here, and I saw your file, and I don't know, I'm just... Wow, I just really don't like this guy, basically.
Well, you know, again, if you'd like to be helpful, you don't have to. But what details arose that inspired that?
Oh, I'm not allowed to share the details. These are private files.
And so you're obviously your private files don't come from me. They come from other people. I guess.
Oh yeah, they're just about you. That's all.
Oh yes, yeah. Well, so I have a neighbor that doesn't like me. That's one thing I'm sure about.
Oh, I'm sure you have lots of them. Jeez.
No, I only have one.
Oh. Okay, well, I need to get back to my files here, my big stack of suspected crack houses.
Okay, well, I mean, again, I'm still, you know, good. I'll just let you go, but I'm still very curious about why would you take your valuable time to point out what you just pointed out.
Well, you know, sometimes you just need to call up someone and let them know that you don't like them.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It's not helpful. You know, you're deciding to be unhelpful, and you know, and that creates karma for yourself. So
what?
That's fine. If you have to live with that, you know, you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you would like to dissolve the karma, you could. It's just what I said. I'm an open person. That's I'm a college professor. Is that in your file?
No. This just shows suspected crack dens in the area, in that neighborhood.
Crack dens.
Crack dens.
Oh, crack. Oh, you mean drugs and stuff?
Yeah. That's it.
So you don't like me because I don't have any drugs in my house and never have?
Oh, yeah. That's something a crack den owner would say. But look, I don't have time to sit here and talk all day. I just wanted to let you know I don't like you. I have to get back to work, though.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, just remember, just look up the word karma. You're just creating negative karma for yourself.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
Good luck with that. You're going to be stuck with that. That's for sure.
Okay. Well, what did I do that I deserve bad karma? I don't get it.
Well, you know what karma is?
I guess so. It's some magical thing that people believe in, magical fantasy.
That's completely actually wrong. Completely misses.
Oh, I see. Karma is scientific. I see. Okay, how's it work?
Well, if you mean by science, well, I can just tell you very simply.
Is it just where God presses the karma button, the smite button?
Nope. Absolutely not. God isn't involved. Oh. Karma is what's called cause and effect.
I see.
Very simple, cause and effect. So, in a very simple sense, if you drink a gallon of, if you drink a lot of water, you're going to have to pee.
Mm-hmm.
That's cause and effect.
I see.
Drink the water, and you cannot escape having to pee.
Does that work with Pepsi too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
On the other hand.
Shit.
If one harms somebody else, that's cause, and there's a result to that. There will be effect to harming.
Well, I'm not harming anyone. I just don't like you.
Yeah, well, but that's harming me, so I take that as harm. So as long as I take it as harm, it is harm. And because you could be helpful and say why, and then I told you, if somebody says, I don't like you. Well, actually, it's interesting. The city of Boulder police department, they have a person that looks at people's lawns.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is weeds or things that grow over 12 inches, that's the rule, the policeman comes here, and they did this year, with their ruler, and they say, you are harming the city of Boulder by breaking the law of having weeds in your front lawn.
I totally agree. Cause and effect. That's like karma.
Okay. And the effect is the police come and they tell me what it is that what my violation is.
You need to mow your damn lawn.
And then because I understand that, so I cause the police to take their valuable time to come to my house, tell me that stuff, okay? So then I take my lawnmower, mow it down, and then that solves the problem. So that's being helpful. Do you understand?
Yep.
So I'm open to adjust if I've harmed somebody, and I don't think people can say that they're not light unless they've been harmed in some way. Something happened where not liking is really simple. You can try a different tea and not like it, and then say, I don't like you, this kind of tea. And yes. Then I could say, okay, well, then I'm not going to serve that anymore, so I can do something about it.
Well, you don't have to have a reason not to like tea. I just don't like you.
Yeah, well, if you have no reason, then I think then you have mental illness.
What? No, you can just not like someone for no reason. I just don't like you. Quit trying to make it a thing.
Well, except I'm telling you, I'm trying to help you here, right? I'm saying you need a little bit of therapy to be able to look into what you like or don't like. There's some in the election. People don't like Hillary Clinton. People don't like Donald Trump. Now, if they don't know why they don't like
them... I love Donald Trump. Donald Trump's the best.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, that's your business. But if you don't know why you like, or if you don't know why you don't... if you don't know it, then you're not familiar with your own mind.
So I'm allowed to have an opinion about Donald Trump, but not you?
So good luck. If you're walking around ignorant, that's fine. Very good luck.
Well, I don't know. You're like the type of person that doesn't even mow your lawn. I think now I kind of have a good reason for not liking you.
Yeah, well, some people are... There's something called anal retentive. There's a time to mow... It's in the Bible, Ecclesiastes.
Wait. Can I just... I changed my mind. I like you. Can I hang up now?
You can hang up anytime you want to. Don't you have control of your own activity?
I do, but I just don't want to be rude. I don't want to be rude and just hang up on you. I got to go, though. I got to get back to work.
Well, you're already rude by telling me you don't like me and you can't tell me why.
Well, it's not rude. I'm just very blunt and very honest.
No, then you don't even know what the hell the word rude means. But you better go back to school. That's all I got to go say. Learn something about your own mind. You don't even know. You don't know your own mind. Okay. What a tragedy to go through whole life.
I'm not insane just because I don't like you. You're taking this way too personally.
No, you're insane. Are you kidding me? You tell somebody they don't like you. I mean, I'm not supposed to take that personally. But are you? Well.
You guys, I tried to hang up nicely with that guy, didn't I? And he can't even return that kind of respect to me. And that's exactly why I don't like him. He just hung right up on me. Holy crap, that was a long call. I thought that guy had a sense of humor at first, but then he just went crazy on me with the lecturing.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Williams?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Roy from the city of Boulder.
Yes.
I'm in the city planning office and zoning board.
Okay.
All that stuff. And I was just looking through my records here, and I just needed to call and let you know that I don't like you.
Okay.
And, yeah, I guess that's all.
Okay, Roy from the city of Boulder, is this an official announcement, or is this just you personally?
Well, it's just me personal, but I'm going to go ahead and write it in the file, just kind of in the margin, and put it back in the file cabinet.
Be sure and sign it, because I really feel like you're exceeding your authority in doing this. Well, I don't think it's the business of the city of Boulder to officially like or dislike anybody.
Yeah, but I can have an opinion, you know. I just don't like you.
Okay, do you have a reason for it, or is it just random?
Well, I wouldn't call it random. You know, just some people, you just don't like them. It's not really a reason.
How do you know? I don't believe I've ever met you. I don't know how you would have arrived at any sort of an opinion.
I don't know. All I know is I don't like you.
Hmm. Well,
that's it.
That really sounds pretty unconsidered.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
What is your position? Should I worry that you dislike me?
Oh, no, no. There's nothing to worry about. I'm just a regular office worker here. I was just going through the files.
Okay.
And your file popped up here, and I don't know. I just don't like you.
Roy. Okay. And you're in city planning.
Yeah, yes. Planning and zoning.
Okay. But again, is it recent or is it long term?
Oh, I don't think I'll ever like you.
Okay. No, I mean, did you acquire this dislike recently?
No, I've never liked you.
Okay. When did you first heard about me?
When I was reading this file. About an hour ago, before lunch.
Which file was that?
Well, I can't give you information about our private personal files. You might be an identity thief or something.
No, you've called me. If you don't know who I am, do you dislike me?
I know who you are. I have your file.
Okay, and why are you going through my...
What? You hit a touch tone.
Why are you going through my file? Since it's personal, are you using city files for your own personal vendetta?
Oh, no, of course not. No, this is my job. I'm just going through the file and marking off some items, and they wanted me to prepare the file, so I'm preparing files today. I'm going through tons of files today. No, this is all totally legit. This is my job.
Okay, I believe it's your job. Is it part of your job to call me up and announce that you don't like me?
No, of course not. That'd be ridiculous. I just don't like you, and I just wanted to call you up and let you know I don't like you.
Okay, Roy, in the City of Boulder Planning Department, since we've never met, I don't really see you have any call to dislike me.
Okay, well, it doesn't even matter, because we don't know each other, so who cares if I don't like you? I'm just some random person.
You know enough about me to call me up.
Well, yeah, because it's part of my job. You know, I'm going through these files, and I'm...
Is it part of your job to call people up and tell them you don't like them?
Oh, no, we've already been over this, remember? I said no.
Oh, okay. So you're just doing this on your own recognizance.
Yeah, but I'm on the clock, you know? I'm working.
Okay.
It's supposed to be just a quick phone call, and you're just really dragging it out.
Well, when somebody calls me out from the City of Boulder and says they don't like me for some unspecified reason, that leads me to the next question is, what do you propose to do about it?
Oh, I'm not going to do anything about it. I don't have time like that. Come on. I'm just a city worker. Why would I do...
You have time.
Stop hitting
again,
those touch tones. That's annoying.
Your job is apparently to go through these files and do something with them, and I'm concerned that your personal feelings for me, which seem to have very little basis, could lead you to take some action.
No, that's just silly. That's just you being paranoid. I'm not going to do anything.
I'm not paranoid. You're the one who called me.
Well,
this phone call comes out of the blue from somebody I don't know.
Well, just because I don't like you doesn't mean I have to do anything about it. Now, aren't there people you don't like?
No, but it doesn't mean it does not imply you're not going to do anything either.
Well, that's a stupid way to think. Aren't there people in the world that you don't like?
Not too many of them.
Okay, well, you know, there's plenty of people I don't like.
Justification.
I've never done anything
about
it.
I really am concerned by this. When somebody calls me up, why don't you let me speak to your supervisor, because I'd like to know more about this.
I missed what you just said there, because you're hitting touch tones with your face. It's just another...
No, I'm not.
Yes, well, you keep hitting touch tones.
Right, I'll restate this.
Okay.
Roy,
what?
This concerns me. I'd like to speak to your supervisor about it.
Oh, he's not here right now.
I'll speak to his supervisor, then.
They both went together. They went to the video store to return a movie.
You're sounding rather evasive.
No, I'm just saying they went... Listen to you. You're so paranoid. They just went to the video store to return a movie. They're probably going to stop by Starbucks, and then they're going to be back.
Okay. Well, would you leave a message for one or other of them to give me a call when they get back?
Well, I'm not going to do something for someone I don't like and someone who's accusing me of things and trying to turn this into some big threat, like I'm going to do something. I'm not going to do anything.
Have called me up and made a threat.
You're acting like it's a crime to have an opinion.
No, but it might be a crime to express that opinion on company time
Based
on company information.
Well, whatever. This isn't a threat. I'm just calling to let you know I don't like you.
Once again.
It's just an opinion.
At some level, I don't care whether you like me or not, but I'd like to know why. Who knows?
It sure seems like you care about it.
Well, this is a kind of a random phone call.
It wasn't random. I didn't just pick some random person from a list.
How do I...
Oh, my God, quit hitting touch tones. That's just another reason I don't like you.
I'm not pushing touch tones.
You keep hitting touch tones with your face, and you don't hear it or something.
No, my face isn't anywhere near the keyboard.
Well, then, I don't know. You keep hitting touch tones.
Well, all right. Well, I feel that way. I will be pleased if this does not recur.
Oh, yeah, I won't bother you again. I won't call you again. I just thought you should know. I just don't like you.
Okay, well, perhaps I'm generating a certain amount for you.
A certain amount of touch tones? I didn't... What was that?
Perhaps I am generating a certain amount of dislike for you.
Well, good. The feeling's mutual. I'm glad we both feel the same way. But you know what? I'm not gonna act like I'm afraid you're gonna come and get me or anything, just because you have an opinion.
No, I don't want you. What I would like to know more than anything else is why you feel this way. That seems unwarranted. If we've never met, we've never had any interaction, and all you're doing is looking at my files.
Yep. Just no reason.
What is it in my file that you dislike? Is it something I said?
No, nothing like that. Jeez, you're blowing this all out of proportion. Look, I gotta get back to work before my supervisor gets back and I'm just sitting here chattering away on the phone.
Okay, Roy.
I don't want to get fired.
Well, I don't blame you.
All right, well, have a nice day, Mr. Williams.
Well, Mr. Roy, I'll be curious to see if anything comes of this.
Well, no, nothing's gonna come of it. Quit being paranoid.
Call me out of the blue and think I'm paranoid?
Oh, my God, here we go again. Look, I got to get going. I got work to do.
Okay. Then go do your work.
I will. I'm going to finish filing. I'm going to get going home early.
Why not?
Yep. All right, bye.
All right, Roy.
Once again, goodbye, Mr. Williams. Have a nice day.
Have a fun day.
I will. Thanks. God, I never even considered that people would think that people would take this as some sort of a threat. Like, oh, this guy doesn't like me. He must be on his way to my house with a flamethrower.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Benson?
Speaking. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Hey, I gotta go.
I love you, bye.
Yes, Mr. Benson here speaking.
Hello, this is Dave from the city of Boulder.
Okay.
I'm in the zoning office.
Zoning office, okay.
Yes, and I was just looking through my files here, and I'm just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
That you don't like me?
yeah. After going over your file, I've made the decision that I do not like you.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's all you have to say?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And is this an official call, just a personal one?
Well, I guess I would call it personal. But
yeah,
you know, I'm doing official work and everything. It's not just out of the blue. I'm just, you know, I just don't like you.
I don't even know you.
I know, but yeah.
But you just decided I'd probably be as good a person not to like as anyone, right?
Oh, I don't know. No, I'd say it's more of a. Well, yeah, I guess I don't know. Pretty much nothing about you I don't like anything about you.
Oh. Do you know anything about me?
Well, just all the stuff in this file.
I see. Boy.
Yep.
All right, Dave. Well, you have a nice day.
Okay. Thank you for not lecturing me for 10 minutes about karma and shit. Okay, he's gone. That was a nice quick call.
Hello.
Hello, Norm?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Roy from the city of Boulder. I'm in the city clerk's office.
Okay.
And I was just calling, I was going through some files and doing some paperwork here, and I was just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Well, all right.
And, okay, yeah, that's all. I just want to let you know I don't like you. And that's it.
And this is whom?
This is Roy from the city of Boulder.
Roy from the city of Boulder?
No, I'm Roy. You're not. You're Norm.
Roy from the city of Boulder.
Yep.
Okay. In what part of the city of Boulder?
What do you mean, what part? I'm in the city clerk's office.
You work for an office?
Well, yeah, the city clerk's office. I already told you that.
City clerk?
Yep. Alrighty then. Well, I gotta get going. I got lots of things to do here. I just needed to let you know that I do not like you.
Okay, great.
Alright. Well, that guy was a little more accepting about the whole thing. Didn't seem to bother him.
Hello?
Hello, Neil?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the mayor's office here with the city of Boulder.
Yeah.
And the mayor wanted me to give you a call and let you know that she doesn't like you.
That's a good one.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just the messenger. So,
and why doesn't she like me?
I don't know. She wrote down this.
I don't know the mayor.
Yeah, I just have to do what she says, okay? And she gave me this post-it with your name and everything on it, and is like, call this guy and let him know
That's really strange because I really couldn't. You know, I can't understand why she would do that, but
yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
It'd be great to know why she doesn't like me, but...
Well, she didn't...
That is kind of a strange call. You have to admit that, right?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, she's just kind of a nightmare to work with, and I just do what she says and stay out of her way.
Wow. Okay. This is not... You're not joking with me now, are you?
Oh, no. I wouldn't joke.
Okay.
We're not allowed to joke on the job.
I'll have to keep that in mind the next time I vote.
Okay. Well, I don't think she's running again this year, so.
Oh, well, that's probably a good thing then.
So your little threat there doesn't mean anything to us.
Well, it's not a threat, obviously. Saying that if somebody has you call me to tell me that she doesn't like me, this is a story to tell my friends. It's kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah, they'll probably never believe you. They'll probably just be like, oh, yeah, he's
I know. Except that, you know, the phone number came up as Boulder City Government, so
yeah.
Obviously there's something going on there. So,
yep,
that's really strange. I have to admit, because I am very, you know, I don't do a lot. I'm retired, and I just sort of.
Yeah, you seem like a nice guy to me.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It's just her. You know, she's probably just having one of those days. Probably that time of the month.
I don't quite understand. But how does she even know me? I don't even have anything. I don't have anything to do with her or the government or anything.
I don't know. She was mad though. She handed me the post-it. She's like, "You call this guy. You tell him I don't like him."
That is really strange.
And I tried to object, and she's like, "Up, up, 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 up. Just do it, Roy."
Okay. Well, I will take it under advisement, as they say.
Okay. All right. Well, have a nice day.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye, Neil.
Bye.
Okay, I'm liking this. The prank is evolving. Now I can just be the messenger, and the mayor doesn't like people. I guess I should probably find out who the current mayor of Boulder is right now. See if it's even a female. Oh, yep. Suzanne Jones, since 2015. She's the mayor that has a problem with Neil. And I love that the caller ID just says City of Boulder Government, whatever. So I could be pretty much anyone within the city. I could be the public library. I could be the police department, or the fire department, or parks and rec, or anything. I think the number I picked to put in there was actually the city clerk's office.
The number you have dialed is unallocated.
Whoa. What the hell is that? That is crazy. So somebody send that into thisisarecording.com for me. Jen needs to add that one to her collection. I'm going to type that one into White Pages. Reverse the phone number. Oh yeah, it's a VoIP number. Provided by Envoy. Whatever the hell Envoy is.
Dr. Joseph Hagen's office, this is Joyce.
Hi, is Charles around?
Who's calling, please?
This is Roy from the city of Boulder. I'm calling from the mayor's office.
About?
With a message. Can I just talk to him?
No, I'm sorry. Which Charles are you wanting?
Charles Jones.
And this is concerning. I need to know what it's concerning.
Well, can you just write down a message for him and pass it along from the mayor's office?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's a message from Suzanne Jones. She's the mayor of Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
And Suzanne wants Charles to know that she does not like him.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Just sign it, Suzanne, and yeah, just let him know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day. I didn't hear what she answered with. It sounded like a doctor's office or something, though. So I hope she really passes along that message.
Hello, this is George.
Hi, George. This is Roy from the city of Boulder.
Okay.
And I'm calling from the mayor's office. And the mayor, she just wanted me to give you a call and let you know that she doesn't like you.
Okay.
All right. And I guess that's it. That's the end of the message. She does not like you.
I see. Okay.
All right, then.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Sure. Have a nice day.
You too.
Goodbye. Well, that was easy. But he sounded kind of sad at the end. I think he's kind of depressed about the news.
Hello?
Hi, is Frank there?
Stop. We're not here now.
Ugh.
Please
damn
leave a
kids.
Message for the Vogel.
Damn kids today. I tell you. Hi, I'm calling for Frank. I'm calling from the mayor's office, and the mayor just wanted me to give Frank a message, and that stupid message fooled me that your dumb kids left, but I just needed to let you know that Mayor Suzanne Jones does not like you, and I'm not sure why. I don't know why. I'm just the messenger, okay? But the mayor of Boulder does not like you, Frank. All right, thanks. Have a nice day. Can't believe I got fooled. Damn it. But at least I didn't get lectured for 10 minutes straight about karma and education and whatever else. Butterfly effect? I don't know what he's going on about.
You've reached Stan Anderson's phone. Please leave a message.
All right, you know what? I am so upset about being pranked by that little kid on the answering machine that I think I'm just done with these for a little while. Let's do some voicemails.
Hello, Roy. This is Luke from Tulsa.
Hey, Luke.
I was just wondering if King Timber's going to come back, and I love the show. Keep it up.
Yep, it'll be here in Ding Timber. Every single Ding Timber of the year, that's when we do Ding Timber calls. Durr.
Hey, Bradley.
Hello.
So I got an idea for Ding Timber, and I'll pitch in some money for it.
Oh,
if you want to get some really high-end business cards printed up, then you could just send me like 10, and I don't have to do 100 of them and pay, you know, to do it that route. So I could send you some money, we could get some high-end business cards printed up, and people will think that it's some rich person trying to, you know, give them some money or something. I don't know. I think it could work. If you're interested, let me know. Talk to you later.
No, I hate your idea. It sounds like way too much work. No, I'm sorry. I'm kidding. It's a good idea. I kind of like it, you know, make a really high-end card with some gold print or something on it. We'll just impress the shit out of those carding victims. I mean, Roycipients, whatever. I could write on the card that I'm the owner of an Audi dealership, because, as you know, Audis are better than BMWs and a Mercedes put together.
Ah, dear Brad, it's Corbin Guy calling you on it. Of course I have awesome things.
On a what?
In fact, I have for you performance. And today's performance.
Yep, it's not working, Corbin Guy. I don't know what's going on. It's as if you're living in the woods or something. I'm sure it was amazing performance art, though, and we're all really missing out.
Incredibly, your last stupid show was
the best show that I laughed my freaking ass off, dude.
Aww.
This is Justin, by the way.
Thanks.
And you, God dang it, like this last show really just blew my top off.
Really?
All right, what the fuck's going on with Corbin guy, by the way? All right, bye.
Who knows? Who knows with that guy?
Brad.
Hey.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Okay, so Pokemon Go, right? You
yep.
can, like, have a gym there. He can conquer the gyms and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I can't. I suck at Pokemon Go.
All right,
but...
you name Pokemon www.phonelosers.org.
It's genius.
And then you conquer the gyms, and then you place them there. That's the homework assignment. There's a homework. Oh, that's a homework assignment idea.
Everyone. Oh, okay.
www.phonelosers.org.
Can you do that? I know you can name your Pokemon. I didn't know they would show up as that name on the gym. So that's pretty cool. And
Pokemon. You put the Pokemon in the gym after you conquer it. Everyone go out and do that. We'll have 1,000 viewers, and you can finally do full shows and make it your full-time job. And
yeah, I know. Come
great,
on, everyone.
Okay? Yeah.
Everyone go out there and become the master of your gyms or whatever the fuck it's called on Pokemon Go. And according to this guy, you can rename your Pokemon and that'll be the name on the gym. I have not seen this happen personally. When I see a Pokemon that's on top of a gym, it's always just a normal Pokemon name. Are you sure they see your custom names on the gyms? Not that I doubt you or anything, but I don't think you know what you're talking about. And also, I don't like you. I don't know why, I just don't like you.
Oh, Mr. Jim calling here. Letting you know, the jig is up.
Oh, shit.
Not Roy the retarded boy, it's Roy the Canadian boy.
Uh-oh. How'd you find out?
That's right. Jig is up.
Uh-oh.
I hear you say always and sorry, and I know you must be a Canadian now.
Yep.
I tell you, once Trump gets in office, he's building a wall, not just in the South, but in the North there as well.
I hope so.
So, I know you're hiding out there in Canada, Oregon, wherever you're at, but... I had too many drinks,
yep.
but apparently. I like the show. Keep it up.
Thanks. Bye. I think I say sorry like that because I used to talk to Samantha way too much, you know, back in the phone show days. All her stupid Canadian habits just kind of rubbed off, I guess. Or it could be, and here's a fun fact for you guys. I was almost Canadian. Apparently my mother got the hell out of Canada right before I was born. She's probably like, oh, free healthcare, fuck this shit, I'm leaving. So I could have been Tombstone's next-door neighbor, but sadly, it just never happened.
Holy shit, they're right. It's like 5 or 6 rings.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
It's Jeremy Arroyo, stand-up comedian from the 260.
Ah, I'm sorry.
I wanted to let you know
I've heard all the
shows, and then I didn't know what to do, so I started listening backwards. Now I'm already to like the beginning of 2015.
Now you're listening upside down.
That's not why I called.
And you want a refund?
I was watching the roast of Justin Bieber, and
that's
Shaq
weird.
Called himself Big Cactus, Big Galactus. So I don't know. Anyways, I had two jokes I want to tell you. One is in my act. You can cut that out.
This voicemail's all over the place. What the hell?
But it's a phone joke. That's the only why.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. So I say my grandma, she's sent me a text message. It said, "Your mom pooped her pants." I sent back like,
oh,
what?
Oh, sorry.
Really?
Sorry.
She said, "Oops, that was meant for your mom." I have a phone joke for you. Why did the phones get married?
I give up.
One gave the other a ring. And fuck you, Olga.
That's right. I agree. Fuck you, Olga. You know what? I don't like Olga, to be honest. I just don't like her. Not one bit. Never have, never will.
Hey, Brian, it's AT&T Death Star. It is July 17th, and I'd like you to check July 17th, Oregonian, because there's a very special word in the word jumble just for you. Albany's for rednecks. Bye.
Okay, yeah, let me go grab a newspaper from the newsstand, because that's something I do in 2016. I go and read the newspaper from that town that's like an hour north of me. Why wouldn't I do that? I can't wait to see last week's fucking word jumble.
Hey, Roy. The guy that called into the last show was complaining about the torrents. It was just a big stupid head because he
yep.
didn't know that you could pick certain directories and files
yeah,
to download
yeah.
instead of having to download the entire torrent.
Dummy.
Please keep the torrents how they are. It'd be annoying to have the media pack split up into a dozen parts.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, what a big stupid head. I did not like that guy, not one bit. And I think on the next torrent, I'm just going to add a bunch of random shit from my System32 directory. I don't know how big those are these days, but I'm just going to add that to the torrent. and then I'll suggest that people just uncheck that box. Because you don't want my System 32 files, do you?
Hey, Brad,
that's silly.
You fucking hobo.
Hey.
It's Adam. What's going on?
Oh, nothing.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hello? I was wondering, when are you going to fix your RSS feeds
Never.
On the podcast links from the old shows? What the hell's going on?
It's on my list of things to do. Maybe I'll just fix the old RSS feeds for supporters only. The people who support the show at patreon.com/phoneLosers or phoneLosers.org/cactus. Maybe I fixed them already, but only for those people. Did you ever think of that? Did you ever think of that, huh? Did you?
Hey, RTRB, Treasure Seeker. I had an idea. I was just listening to some podcasts, and I noticed that the big thing is reading tweets that people are sending to them that are not so nice.
Is it?
And I was thinking maybe that you could do that.
And
read the 10 tweets that you get every month. So, yeah, just an idea.
I probably don't even get 10 tweets per month. And when I do get tweets, they're always really nice. I mean, you know, I'm so lovable that people just don't make mean tweets to me. I don't think I've ever gotten a mean tweet. No, that's not true. But I don't get a lot of them, surprisingly. And I would say, well, maybe if I get a mean tweet, I'll read it on the show, but that's just going to make you guys send mean tweets to me. And that'll hurt my feelings. I'll get sad and depressed, and I won't be able to do shows because I'll be so sad and depressed. So we don't want that, do we? No. Come on, you guys. Be nice.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey, Olga. The real what? Olga. I had to delete a fake Olga earlier because people love impersonating you for some reason.
Cha-doing.
Oh,
anyway, I know you had a show today. It's like July 12th right now.
Yep.
And I totally missed your show. So I don't know if anybody brought this idea up.
You did.
You should like totally like call people and tell them that like you had to catch a Pokemon in their backyard. And,
mm-hmm.
like, they wouldn't let you do it, or somebody, like, in their household wouldn't let you, and you'd, like, yell at them because they wouldn't let you go catch a Pokemon in their backyard.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
It's an okay idea.
Okay, bye.
It's a mediocre idea. I've heard better ideas. And I think at this point, pretty much every prankster out there has done Pokemon Go pranks, except for me, because I'm too busy being out there playing Pokemon Go all the time. I did read something on the news yesterday where some guy, he broke into someone's shed to catch a Pokemon, which doesn't make any sense at all, because you can stand outside of the shed and catch it, fucking idiot. But he was nice enough to leave a note on their shed that said, "Sorry, I broke into your shed, but I really needed to catch a Pokemon." So maybe I'll do something like that with the rest of those homeowners association people. I'll call them up and tell them I need to come in their basement right now. There's a very rare Pokemon down there. Anyway, that's enough voicemails. I think a voicemail from Olga is the perfect way to end the voicemail segment. If you'd like to leave a voicemail, then figure out what the number is yourself. I'm not going to tell you. What do you think, I need more voicemails? I can barely keep up with them as it is. So if you want to leave a voicemail, fuck you. I don't like you. Not one bit. Never have, never will.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Starting with the area code, to become a new customer, your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, this is Sean. May I have a first and last name, please?
Hey, Sean. This is Roy from the Financial Services Department.
Hey, Roy. How can I help out today?
Hey, I just needed to... I'm just calling to let you know I called your station directly. I figured out how to call stations directly. Workstations,
cool.
And I just was calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. I just don't like you.
Okay, Roy.
All right then.
Thank you for that.
Do you like me?
All right, anything else? I'm not sure you are, sir.
Oh, I work in the financial services department.
Mm-hmm. Right, I heard you advise that.
What?
But I've never met you, sir. I've never met you. I'm sorry.
I know.
Is there an account I can help you out with?
Oh, no, nothing like that. I just don't like you.
Okay. All right, Roy. Well, thank you for letting me know. I appreciate that.
Sure, no problem.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. Enjoy your shift.
Will do.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, he was pretty accepting of that. Let's try a few more and see what they think. I'm tired of calling that neighborhood because I was just not getting very many answers. Everyone, you know, it's the middle of the day. Probably everyone's at work, even though those were a bunch of old people.
Thank you so much for calling. This is Raphael. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Hey, Tracy. This is Roy. I'm here in the same office, the same room as you. I figured out how to call your phone directly from my phone.
Okay.
And I just calling to let you know I don't like you.
Okay.
And I don't know. That's it. I just needed to let you know I don't like you.
Okay. And you said your name is Roy?
Yeah, Roy.
Okay.
This girl that sits next to me, she's over here. She's waving. She says she doesn't like you either. Her name's Tracy.
Okay.
Her
so name? I don't...
Huh?
My name is not Tracy. My name is Raphael.
Oh, we had the wrong person then. I'm so sorry. No, it's not you. It's someone else we don't like. I got to figure out how this whole thing works. I must have dialed the wrong station.
Okay.
So I'll try again. If I call you again by mistake, I'm sorry. I'm trying to call Tracy.
Okay.
Okay, well, bye then.
All right. Do you have any questions?
No. Well, do you like me?
I don't know you, so I don't know.
Okay. No, that's it then.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I guess I kind of messed that one up. Her name was Racy. Is that what she said?
Hi, thank you for calling. This is Dominique. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Hey, Dominique. This is Roy. I work here in the same department as you. I'm here on the same floor. I'm just on the other side of the room.
Okay.
And I was just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Oh, that's definitely fine on your end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just my opinion.
Who is this?
My name is Roy.
And I've never met you before.
Well, you know, but we see each other all the time. You're always giving me those looks and snake eyes and stuff. I just don't like you. I wish you'd stop doing that.
And what am I wearing today?
You know what you're wearing. What do you mean, what are you wearing? Come on, don't turn this into
I've
a
I've never met you before to have you feel that type of way.
Okay, well,
so I'm just kind of wondering.
Okay, well, you're just wondering what you're wearing because you don't understand
I'm
how
I'm wondering
how
if
I
you
feel.
Know who I really am.
Oh, no, I know you. We're here in this. We work here in the same building. I just don't like you.
I've never met her before. Okay, that's definitely fine.
Well, I don't want to meet you.
Is there something I can do for you today?
No, and I don't want to meet you either.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your information. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Enjoy your shift.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. All right, forget it. Phone companies can't yell at me because they're in their office. Their calls are being recorded for quality assurance, and it's just not going to work. So let's try Starbucks. Oh, wait, you know what I need to do? And I just realized this as I was getting ready to change my caller ID to a Starbucks number. I need to call the final boss from the original calls I was making earlier. I wonder if the mayor's office is still open. Let's find out.
This is the City of Boulder City Clerk's office. For the City Clerk, press 7. For Central Records, press 6.
Let's just push 7.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Good afternoon, the City Clerk's office.
Hi, this is James Fisher. I live here in Boulder.
Yes.
And I just got a call from someone there, and they said they don't like me.
You are about my 6th or 7th call this afternoon.
Oh, you're kidding.
So, we believe what's happening. Is it coming in on 303-3011?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, so that is an attendance line. It gives you options to push a button, but we can't dial outgoing calls on that line.
Oh,
we don't even have physical access to
it. A likely story.
So something's happening called spoofing. You're the only one who's questioned me so far. We think it's spoofing, and our IT department is working to see if they can find anything out.
I see.
So what we're doing is taking names and phone numbers, and when we find a resolution or as much as we do find, we'll be glad to call you back and let you know what happened.
Well, I don't understand. Why doesn't the mayor like me?
Well, we don't know. Do you have a clue?
And so
now they're saying the mayor.
I don't even know who the mayor is.
It's Suzanne Jones. We've had the planning department, building permits. Let's see. We've had police files being checked for crack houses.
What?
And
wow, this ain't
somebody
no
just said they just didn't like them.
Oh, I see. Okay, yep. Well, yeah, this was the mayor's office, and they were just giving me a message from the mayor and said the mayor didn't like me.
Well, it's not true. And
they said she's a real nightmare to work for.
Well, you know, it's very difficult because spoofing isn't coming in on our number. It's making another number appear to be our number.
Is that part
and
true?
So we don't even
is the
yeah,
mayor
that
really
part's true.
No, I mean, is that part true about the mayor being a nightmare to work with?
Oh, no. You're the one who said that. She's lovely.
Oh, no, I didn't say it. It's the person, Roy, from the city of Boulder, he said it to me.
And that's the second time he's used Roy. Sometimes he uses David.
Oh, weird. Yeah, like okay. He's the mayor's assistant.
And one of
assistant,
one of the callers who got this call was a retired professor.
Uh-huh.
And he had fun with him and told him that that he could change and what was it he didn't like about him and he'd work on it.
Oh, geez, did he lecture you for 15 minutes too?
It was lovely. I mean,
I
so
bet.
Far we haven't had anybody frightened by the experience.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Because
yeah.
I thought it was a threat. I thought if someone doesn't like me, obviously they're going to come and shoot me or something.
Yeah, yeah. And we're afraid somebody will actually feel that way.
Yeah,
that they could get anxious. If you'd like to leave your phone number, after we make our investigation, we will find out, and I believe there'll also be a news brief going out through the camera alerting the public that we're getting these spoofing phone calls.
That's good. That'd be good. Well, can the mayor just call me and apologize?
Probably not, but I'm from the mayor's office, so I can handle that for her, and we do sincerely apologize.
Well, it seems like she owes me an apology because she had Roy call and say she didn't even like me, and I don't even know her. Like, how old is she? Maybe I went to school with her or something?
So, actually, you're probably our spoofer.
What? Why are you saying that? Because my phone number shows 3011?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I am. I just bothered to look at it.
I gotta go.
Why are you doing this?
No, I gotta go. I think you're mistaken. I'm not a spoofer. What?
Okay. Interesting. Well, so far it's been very interesting, and I hope you'll stop.
I will. I'm not going to make...
Sir.
Hey, I'm not going to do any more. I'm just a prank caller. I'm just really bored. It's summer, you know?
Well...
Never mind that I'm 40 years old, but... I'm sorry, what?
You could frighten somebody.
Oh.
So it would be very good if you stopped now before you did.
No, I will. I won't never
right,
do it again.
All right, thank you, James.
I'll never do... You can
all
wrap
right,
up
bye-bye.
Your investigation. Oops. I forgot to change my caller ID. Before I called her, so I guess she noticed that I was calling from her number. Anyway, back to the Starbucks idea. Let's see if that goes any better.
Thank you for calling Starbucks, Brenton Highlands. Marlissa speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Who else is working there right now? Like, is it Jennifer or...
No, it's actually just... another barista and I at the moment.
Oh, what's her name?
Her name is Sarah.
That's the one. Can I talk to her, please?
Sure. Give me one moment.
Okay. This should seem really official.
Hello?
Hi, Sarah?
Yes.
Hi, it's Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Why?
I don't know, it's nothing, I can't really, I don't know why, you know, it's just, you're just one of those people I don't like.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you know, I can't figure out a reason for it, I just don't like you.
Is this a joke?
No, this is Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks. I work in the payroll department, I actually sign your paychecks, me personally, but I don't like you. And, I mean, you know, I'll still sign your paychecks and everything, but I just don't like you.
I feel like this is a prank.
What? No, I'm just, I'm working. This is my job. Just, you know, just don't like you. I mean, it's, do you really have to assume it's a prank just because someone doesn't like you?
Well, I have to go back to work now.
Okay, all right. Well, just remember when you get your next paycheck and you see the signature on it, remember that the signature was written with hate.
Okay.
All right. Have a nice day.
Okay.
Bye, Sarah.
Thank you for calling 44 Street Starbucks. Tia, how can I help you?
I'm sorry, who's this?
Tia.
Oh, Tia. Okay, great. This is Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Okay.
And I am just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
I'm sorry?
I don't like you.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't have to be sorry. It's nothing to be sorry about. No big deal. It's nothing personal. I just don't like you.
Is this Ben?
No, I'm Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks. I'm in the payroll department. I do not like you.
Can I ask why?
I don't know. There's no reason, really. I just don't like you. You know, sometimes you just meet a person and you don't like them. Oh, she hung up on me. I don't think me and Tia are going to see eye to eye on things. But at least I'm man enough to admit that I don't like her. It's more than I can say for her.
Center Parkway Starbucks, this is Lindsay. How can I help you?
Hi, Lindsay. This is Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi.
Hi. I'm just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
What?
I'm calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Why, Roy?
It's nothing, I don't know, I don't know why, I just don't like you. You know, sometimes you just don't like someone. I just don't like you.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, thank you for that.
Well, it's not a compliment, so...
Hello, this is Southwest Starbucks. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And, who am I speaking with?
Diana.
Oh, great.
A barista.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, that's who I was calling to ask for. I was just calling to let you know, Diana, that I don't like you.
Don't like me?
Correct, yes. I do not like you. Not one bit.
Alrighty. Why is that?
I don't know. I don't really know why. I just, you know, sometimes you just meet a person or you see a person. I just don't like you. There's no reason.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it's nothing to apologize. It's not your fault. I mean, I guess technically it is, but... Yep, I just don't like you.
Alrighty, is there anything else I could help you with today?
Nope, that would be it.
Alrighty, thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for being a part of the team.
Okay.
And have a nice rest of your shift. And she hung up on me. I'm not sure, but I could kind of hear it in her voice. I think she's just going to throw down her apron and leave. She's going to be like, fuck this place. I do everything they tell me to do, and now they're calling me up and telling me they don't like me. Fuck this shit. That's what she's doing right now. I think baristas are too nice, though, so let's try a different business. See how this goes.
Thanks for choosing Domino's. This is Kylie.
Hey, Kylie. This is Roy from the corporate office with Domino's.
Okay.
And I'm just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm just calling to let you know I do not like you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's nothing to be sorry about. It's not your fault. I mean, it sort of is, but yeah, I don't like you.
Okay.
And,
do you need to speak with my manager? Or?
Oh, no, nothing like that. You're not in any trouble. It's nothing like that. I just don't like you.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Well, enjoy your day.
Okay, you too.
All right, goodbye. I think that was a slamming down the phone kind of hang up. I think she totally did that to me.
Thank you for choosing Jacksonville Domino's.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Domino's.
Absolutely.
Yep, okay.
This is Tricia.
This is Tricia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, perfect. That's who I was calling to ask for. I was just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Okay.
Yep, that's it. I just felt you should know. I don't like you.
Excuse me?
I just don't like you.
I don't know who you are.
Well, this is Roy from the corporate office with Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just do not like you. Not a fan, you know?
Well, I apologize.
Oh, you don't have to apologize. It's not your fault. I just don't like you.
Is there something I can do for you?
No, nothing at all. Just wanted to let you know. I don't like you.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
No reason to apologize. Not your fault.
I know. If it's not by the whole.
Well, it's not my fault either, so maybe I guess it's more your fault than my fault. But
all right.
You know, no, not a big deal.
Okay.
You can't help it. I just don't like you.
Are we done now?
I guess.
Is there someone else I can get for you to talk to?
Who else is there?
Oh, there's going to be a Jessica and Matt.
Oh, no, I like Jessica
Mike
and Matt.
And Jim.
Yep, oh, I really like Jim.
you know what I mean.
Well, I hope you have a great day.
All right, I hope you do too.
Bye-bye.
But not really, because I don't like you, so.
Okay.
Hope your day is mediocre at best.
All right, you too, hon.
What? Hey, you can't talk to the corporate office that way.
This is not funny.
Then why are you laughing?
Okay, who is this really, and what can I do for you?
I don't really need anything. This is just Roy from the corporate office, and I don't like you.
Okay, I apologize. I'm sorry you don't like me.
All right. Thanks for repeatedly apologizing to me.
All right.
Okay,
have
then.
A nice day, sir.
Thanks, you too. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say hi to Jim for me. A.K.A. Mr. Hot Beefcakes. What the hell, though? Everyone's being so nice. I really need someone to tear into me. Like Jim. No, sorry. How about a 7-Eleven or something? 7-Eleven clerks have been known to get angry.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
I'm sorry, what?
This is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes. Thank you.
Hi, who's this?
Jessica.
Oh, Jessica. I don't like you.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like you.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Okay.
How's your shift going?
How's my what?
How's your shift going?
Good. I have customers. Can you hold?
Okay. Can I talk to a customer? It's for a customer survey.
Sure.
Okay.
This is corporate, and they want to do a customer survey. Would you like to do a survey?
Is it quick?
Oh, yeah, it's very quick, and they get a free drink.
Okay.
Is this a customer?
Yes, it is.
Hey, before we get started, that girl that handed you the phone, her name's Jessica. Can you just tell her for me? Just tell her I don't like her.
I'm supposed to tell you he doesn't like you. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. She just gets on my nerves, you know? She's just one of those people. Can you tell her I really don't like her? Like, try to show her the emotion, like how much I dislike her.
No, if this really isn't a survey, I've got to go. Well, I don't have time.
Can you just tell her one more time, though? Just one more time. Oh, and the customer hung up on me. Damn it. Well, whatever. I think Jessica knows what's what now. That'll teach her to think she's liked.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
This is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Okay.
And who's this?
This is Tegan.
Oh, Tegan. Yeah, you're the one. I don't like you.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I just don't...
Is there anything I can help you with?
No, not really. I just don't like you.
Okay, that's good to know.
Is that a common thing with you? Do most people not like you, or...?
Yeah, not typically.
Okay, I'll... It must be rough. I'm very sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it. I just don't like you.
Okay.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of your shift, and thanks for being a part of the team.
I will. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, maybe I need to call a different area of 7-Elevens, a different, I don't know, I'm calling like a college town in Illinois. I need to call a place where they're angry all the time. A place like Alabama.
Hey, you were calling 7-Eleven. This is Henry. How can I help you?
Hey, Henry. This is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Okay. Hey, Roy.
Hey there. I was just calling to let you know that I don't like you. Hello? Hello? Henry? Can you hear me? Hello? Henry? Oh, Henry's not even going to talk to me. What the hell? I think Henry was biting his tongue that whole time.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. This call is being recorded.
Oh, hey, Henry. You hung up on me. I'm from the corporate office.
I did, yeah. You told me you didn't like me, so I hung up on you.
Well, you what? Damn it, Henry. Henry really got me on that one.
Too many marathon. May I help you?
Hi, this is Douglas from the Marathon corporate office.
Yes.
And who's this?
This is, are you my name or the store name?
Oh, yeah, your name.
Joyce Matthews.
Okay, perfect, Joyce. That's who I was calling for. I was just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Who is this again?
My name is Roy from the corporate office with Marathon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just don't like you.
Okay.
Yep. That's all.
Okay.
That's all I needed.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know I don't like you.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. No problem. That's a weird thing to say thank you to, but no problem.
How come it says on the caller ID Domino S-Store?
Oh, I forgot to change my caller ID before I started calling Circle K's.
Okay.
Oops.
All right. Have a nice day.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thanks. You too. Goodbye. Well, I fucked that one up. I forgot to change my caller ID. All right, I think I'm going to have to give up on these. Like, what other business could I call? There's got to be something, right? What's a job that people hate having and they're just going to completely snap at me when I call them and tell them I don't like them? Oh, wait, I know. How about some homeowners associations? Or one homeowners association. I have the one that I used last time. I promised I wasn't going to just let it sit around for, you know, weeks like I do the other ones. But of course I was lying. It's still sitting in here and there's a bunch of numbers that haven't been called yet. So this is the guy, his parents live in the homeowners association area, and he was over there doing some computer work, and I guess he spotted the homeowners association directory sitting there, and he took pictures of it. And I'm not going to call a lot of these, I'm just going to call a few, because I've been doing this way too long, and I need to stop so I can get this put up.
Hello.
Hi, Violet?
You have the wrong number.
Oh, crap. Crap, crap, crap. I hate when I do that.
Okay. Whatever.
Crap.
Crap, okay.
Yeah, crap.
Bye.
Crap, you know, just crap.
Okay.
Crappity
well,
crap.
Try a different number.
Okay, I'll try. Bye, Linda.
Bye.
I messed up. I was looking at the wrong thing. I was actually calling Linda. So hopefully that weirds her out that I called her by name after I asked for the wrong name. Stupid me.
Hello?
Hi, Melissa?
Yes?
Is Dennis around?
Yeah, he is. Can I ask someone who's calling?
Sure, I'm calling from the Homeowners Association. This is Roy.
Oh, okay, sure. Hang on a second, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Dennis?
Yes?
Hi there, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And I'm just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, that's all I needed to... I just been meaning to give you a call and let you know that I don't like you.
Okay.
And, I don't know, Melissa's okay, but really, I just don't like either of you.
Okay.
Yep. Do not like you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's all I need then.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you don't have to be a jerk about it. You're going to hit touchstones at me now? Is that how it is?
I don't. What do you want, man?
I don't know. You're hitting touchstones at me. I don't see why you have to be a jerk about it.
What is
that? You know? I didn't hit touchstones at you. I just told you the truth. That's all.
I don't know what you're wanting. I don't know what you're doing, man.
I don't need anything. Bro. I don't want anything. I'm just calling to let you know I don't like you.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, but whatever.
And then you started hitting touchtones at me, like in retaliation.
I don't know what a touchstone is.
Oh, you don't? That sounds totally believable. You don't sound like you're lying at all.
Is there something I can help you with?
I was just letting Dennis know that I don't like him.
And who are you?
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association. You're okay, though.
What Homeowners Association?
You're okay, though. You know, you're all right. I just don't like Dennis.
Who are you?
My name is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Roy, I don't recall you. I don't recall meeting you.
Oh, well.
What's your last name?
Well, Gerbel. But I don't know. It doesn't matter if you met me. I was mostly just wanting to talk to Dennis and let him know I don't like him.
Well, this is kind of strange.
What do you mean?
Dennis isn't really well right now, so if there's something I can help you with, I will sure try, but I'd appreciate you not bothering him right now. Okay?
What do you mean he's not well?
He's not well.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, he's not well.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
He doesn't need to be taking calls from someone harassing him.
Then what did you give him the phone for?
I assumed it was some actual business.
Well, it is. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Would you like to meet me somewhere?
No. What is that, a threat?
Well, I'd like to discuss this in person if you have some sort of a problem.
No, it's not a problem. I just don't like him.
Well, this seems like kind of a random phone call from somebody that we don't know.
Well, no, it's not random.
Okay, then what exactly is this regarding?
I just wanted Dennis to know that I don't like him.
I don't think Dennis really knows you or is worried about whether you like him or not.
Well, I didn't say he was worried about it. I'm just saying I don't like him.
Okay. I think we've had enough, okay? Bye.
Okay, fine, bye, whatever. Jeez, you'd think she'd appreciate the honesty, but no.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Washington?
No.
Shit. Is Mr. Washington around?
No, I'm afraid you have the wrong number, buddy.
Fuck! Is Stephanie there?
No.
Piss! Alright, well, thanks anyway, bye.
Bob and Debbie Trammell.
Whoa.
Can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message.
That was a Bob Murphy level answering machine message. He just belted it right out, didn't he?
Hello?
Hi, is Benjamin around?
Who's calling?
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Okay. Jeez, screen my calls. Ugh. God.
Hello?
Hi, Ben?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I was just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. Just getting that out there, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Do not like you.
Cool, man.
Yep, that's all I needed to let you know. I just don't like you.
All right. Have a good one.
Couldn't you put your wife back on? Because I don't really like her either. I need to have a quick word.
Sure.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy again from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
Hey, don't hit touch tones. You ratchet hoe. I just called to let you know that I don't like you.
Okay.
And I don't like you or Matthew. Or Benjamin, I mean.
Okay.
And you stop hitting touch tones or I'll charge you another fee. I'll add a fee onto your account.
And who is this?
My name is Roy from the Homeowners Association. I already told
What's
you
that. What's your last name?
Zurbel.
And how do you know us?
Oh, I work for the Homeowners Association. I was going through the records here.
For who? For what home?
What?
For what home?
Why do you keep hitting touch tones at me?
You're not making any sense.
Well, you're not making sense. I can't even understand you because you keep hitting touch tones while you talk.
Like not hitting anything when I talk.
Yes, you were. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Okay. Well, it's been nice talking to you.
Is that just like
don't
how you...
Don't call this again or I'll call the cops.
Call the
don't
cops?
Don't call my phone again or I'll call the cops.
Hey, don't call the cops or I'll throw you out of the neighborhood.
Hello.
Hi, is John around?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, he's not available right now. I can have him call you back tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, could you just leave a message with him? Just let him know that it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And tell him I don't like him.
All right.
Well, I'm serious though. Like, don't say okay. Don't make it seem like I'm kidding. I don't like him.
All right, will do.
Like, not at all, not one bit.
Okay.
All right, yeah, just write that down. Can you read the message back to me? What? She hung up on me. I wanted to pull a Carlito and have her read the message back to me. Make sure she took my dictation correctly. If you know what I mean.
Hello?
Hi, Kay?
Mm-hmm?
Is David around?
Yeah, may I ask who this is?
It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Could I help you, or?
What for? I want to talk to David.
Well, okay, Roy across the street? No.
No. Okay. From the Homeowners Association.
No. Yeah, I get you now. Well, okay. Now, sometimes he has a hard time talking, and so, we'll see. Hold on just a second.
Okay. Great.
Good evening.
Hello, is this David?
And she said I had a hard time talking.
Yeah, she's full of shit, isn't she? She doesn't know what she's talking about.
You are ignored.
I know. Fucking Kay. Ugh. Women, I tell you.
Well, go ahead. I got a lot of time.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know that I don't like you.
No, well, that's all right.
Yep.
You just take a line.
Yeah. That's right.
What can I do for you?
Oh, that's all. I just needed to let you know I don't like you.
Okay, well, that's wonderful.
Yep. As long as we're in agreement, that's perfect.
That's for sure.
Yep.
Anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. You know, just tell Kay to shut her mouth. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Okay. I will do that then.
So tell her to stop talking about you behind your back.
Okay, you have a good night, sir.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, Roy.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye then.
Wow, that was bizarre. The hell was
Please
that?
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your
great.
Party is reached.
Hello?
Hello, Cheryl?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Cheryl, is David around?
I think he's outside somewhere.
Ah, crap. Okay, well, I'm calling from... this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I was just calling to let him know that I don't like him.
Why?
Well, I don't know. No reason, really. I just don't like him, you know?
Who is this?
It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
And why are you calling here?
I'm calling to let David know that I don't like him.
Roy who?
Roy Gerbel from the Homeowners Association.
Why? What's your problem?
I'm not allowed to say Roy who anymore. The votes are in.
What is your problem?
Oh, I don't have a problem. I just don't like him. You know, just sometimes you don't like someone.
You don't know him.
I know, not really, but, you know, just from what I've seen, I just don't like him.
What have you seen?
Well, you know, just here and there, see him out in the neighborhood.
You haven't seen him around our neighborhood.
Every once in a while, uh-huh.
No, you haven't.
Like, whenever I drive past the house and he's out there, he looks at me and, like, glares at me and stuff.
My husband isn't even there. What the hell is this?
What do you mean he's not there? Hello?
He's not there. He's here with me.
I know, but when what do you mean he's here? I live here in the neighborhood with you guys.
We're not there right now.
I know, not right now, but whenever you're home and he's out in the yard, he always looks at me like that.
You don't know who my husband is.
Uh-huh, he's David.
No, you don't.
What do you mean I don't know him? Of course I know him. I'm with the Homeowners Association. I know everyone.
No, you don't know him.
Why do you say I don't know him? How do you know who I know?
Because he's not there.
He hasn't
lived there.
I know, but
you don't know who lives there.
He's there sometimes. And he gets,
no, he's not.
Uh-huh. And you know what? After this conversation, I don't think I really like you either.
I don't like you, and you don't know who we are.
Well, I know who David is.
No, you do not.
Uh-huh. Why would you say I don't?
What are you trying to pull here?
I'm not trying to pull anything. I don't see why you're getting an attitude with me. I'm just trying to let you know that I don't like you. Or David. Could I just talk to David real quick? David will understand.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I was just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
For what?
What do you mean?
Why
for?
Why don't you like me?
Oh, I don't know. No reason, really. I just don't like you.
Well, what's the problem?
Oh, there's no problem. It's just, you know, sometimes you don't like a person. So I just don't like you.
Okay, why did you call me and tell me this then?
I don't know. I just kind of wanted to clear the air. I just wanted to call up all...
You don't have to clear the air, bub. I don't even know who you are.
Okay, well, see, it's not a big deal then. It shouldn't even matter to you. And I don't see why your wife has such an attitude about it. I just don't like you.
Well, I have an attitude about it because you call and tell me you don't like me, but you got no reason. You don't even know me, bub.
I don't have to have a reason. I just don't like you. Sometimes you just don't like someone. There's no.
Well, don't call and tell me. Don't call and tell me you don't like me if you don't have a reason.
And also, I'm not
anything like that.
Also, I'm not your bub, pal.
How did you even get my number then? If you don't like me.
Well, I work here at the Homeowners Association, so I have the directory.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I don't care. You have my number. But I'd like to know. I'd like to have an explanation as to what I've done that you don't like me.
Oh, you didn't...
I've improved this neighborhood. I've improved this house. I've improved this whole thing out of who I live.
Well, you didn't do anything. You know, I'm sure you're a
you're
nice...
a liar, buddy. You're a flat liar that I have not done anything.
Well, no. I'm sure you're a nice guy. I just don't like you. You know, sometimes you just don't like someone.
Well, why don't you take it before the board then and tell them you don't like them and have the board do something about it?
Oh, I don't want anyone to do anything about it. It's not like
well,
that.
Well, shut your mouth then, buddy.
I just thought
shut
you...
Shut your mouth talking about me. If you don't know me, you ain't got no reason to talk about me.
I just thought
keep
you
your
should,
mouth shut.
I just thought you should know.
Goodbye. Do not call this number again.
Well, I don't see why you have to be like that, motherfucker. And he's gone. All right, that's where I'm going to end today's show, because I don't think I'm going to get yelled at like that again. So that means that was the very last call of today. And that also just means that I'm done. I'm finished. The show is over, everyone. Thank you for listening to the entire show. I can't believe you made it all the way to the end. Yay for you. You win the prize. You made it to the end of the show. Yeah, so thank you, Stalin Without the Charm, for sponsoring the show today. I couldn't have possibly disliked so many people in one single show without your help, so I really appreciate that. Be sure to do your homework assignments tonight, everyone, and that is to play Pokemon Go and get really good and take over all of the gyms in the local area. If you have to spend hundreds of dollars on upgrades and stuff like that within the game, then that's okay. It's fine. You can do that instead of, you know, supporting the show with Patreon or whatever, and then just rename your Pokemon to phonelosers.org, because that's what Pokemon Go is really all about. It's about commercialism and spamming the shit out of people. And you know what another good homework assignment is? If you have a can of spray paint sitting around your house, maybe go find out where Pokemon Go players hang out a lot and just spray paint phonelosers.org on the sidewalk, all over the place. Spray paint it on buildings around where they hang out. That'll be a perfect way to bring people into the show, bring new listeners. Thank you in advance, everyone that does that for me. If you don't have any spray paint, though, just share the show on Facebook and on Twitter and everywhere else you can think of online. Share it with your friends and your family and strangers and just, you know, bug the crap out of them as usual. Because all I need is double the listeners that I have right now and everything would be perfect here. I could do like 20 shows a week. Go find your favorite prank on youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica and share that on your Facebook right now. Go do it right now. That's what you have to do. Especially if you don't own any spray paint. Go share something right now on your feed. All right, bye everyone. I'm leaving. It's over. Get lost. I don't like you. Grammy, Snubble, Bannon, at Nanky, Chansey, and Sabat. Soaking Ditto, Butterfree, Lugia, and Caterpie. Oddish, Polly, White, Goldie, Ellicott, and Ditto Queen. Victory Bell and Magneton. Everybody, Pokemon. Aerodactyl, Seal, Machoke, Marowak, Trees, and Slowpoke. Articuno, Ditto, Mud, Flareon, and Oslyduck. Poison, Kingler, Sheldon, Gloom, Snorlax, and of course, Vaplume. Zapdos and Charmeleon.
above and Mr. Mime. Don't forget about Sand Slack, Execute and Rapidash, Licky Dunn and Porygon. Everybody Pokemon! Everybody Pokemon! Everybody Pokemon!
All her dirty Canadian habits rubbed off on me. Wait, wow, that sounded really dirty.